我们前不久哈读过约拿书。
So not long ago, we read the book of Jonah.
几个礼拜前呢，我们查考约拿书的第一章跟第二章。
A few weeks ago, we studied Jonah chapter 1 and chapter 2.
约拿第一章就讲约拿在逃避神。
So chapter 1 talks about Jonah fleeing from God.
因为神叫他去传警告。
Because God called Jonah to preach a warning.
他就是不愿意去。
But Jonah was unwilling to go.
那虽然神用风浪要改变约拿。
Even though God used the storms and the waves to try to change Jonah.
但是约拿就是不改变。
But Jonah was not willing to change.
所以约拿说，你把我丢到海里，风浪就平静了。
So Jonah told the sailors to throw him into the ocean so that the waves would be calm.
所以他真的是很有决心哦，到死也不改变。
So Jonah was so fully determined to continue in his mindset until death.
那神要改变约拿，就是安排一条鱼把它吞到鱼肚子里。
And so in order for God to change the heart of Jonah, God sent a great fish to swallow Jonah up.
就在约拿第二章。
And this is recorded in Jonah chapter 2.
那在第二章里面啊，约拿就形容他在鱼肚子里面啊，好像是在阴间里面。
So in Jonah's prayer, he describes his experience in the belly of the fish like being in Sheol.
非常痛苦啊。
It is very, it's great suffering.
3天3夜在鱼肚子里面。
He was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
海草缠绕他的身。
And
缠绕他的头，海草。
The seaweed and the plants of the sea were surrounding him.
所以在那个地方他非常痛苦，他就开始求告神。
And so within this place, Jonah was suffering greatly, and so he began to call out to God.
所以可见神要改变人不是很困难。
So it's evident that it's not hard for God to change someone.
如果把我们放到鱼肚子里面，好像在阴间呢。
If we are placed in the belly of the fish, it's like we're placed in Sheol.
一天不改变，两天就会改变。
If you don't change in one day, then you'll change in 2 days.
两天不改变，三天就会改变。
And if you don't change in 2 days, then you'll change in 3 days.
所以这个痛苦本来不是神要给他的。
So this suffering was not something that God originally wanted to give Jonah.
是神要改变他不得已的方法。
But it's a way that God used in order to God had no choice but to use this way to change Jonah.
那约拿在鱼肚子改变以后。
But after Jonah changed in the belly of the fish.
第二章的第十节把它吐到陆地上。
In Jonah chapter 2 verse 10, it says that the Lord spoke to the fish and it vomited Jonah onto dry land.
然后第三章现在神重复一个命令去传警告。
And so now when we come to chapter 3, God repeats this command to Jonah to preach this warning.
第三节。
And in verse 3,
约拿照着神的话到尼尼微去。
So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh.
所以现在约拿变成很顺服。
According to the word of the Lord. And so Jonah was now submitting to God.
因为他已经鱼肚子里面学会了顺服。
Because within the belly of the fish, Jonah learned submission.
那约拿传警告又产生了什么效果呢？
So what was the result of Jonah preaching this warning?
好，那我们就看第四节。
If we look at verse 4. And Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk. Then he cried out and said, Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown.
他讲在40天尼尼微就被倾覆了。
Jonah said, In 40 days, the city of Nineveh will be destroyed.
为什么会倾覆？
And so, why will Nineveh be overthrown?
当然，最重要原因就是在神面前罪非常的深。
Of course, the most important reason in God's eyes was that they had great sin.
所以在旧约时代神的公义跟怜悯是一起来的。
So in the Old Testament times, the grace and the righteousness of God was hand in hand.
所以有罪，现在要刑罚。
So because there was sin, now there was judgment.
那刑罚之前让我们有机会悔改。
But before this judgment comes upon us, there is a chance for us to repent.
刑罚是神的公义，给我们机会悔改，这是神的怜悯。
The judgment represents the justice of God, and this opportunity to repent represents the mercy of God.
但是有时候我们看我们这个世代哦，可能比约拿那个世代更恶。
But sometimes when we look at our society today, it seems even more evil than the time of Jonah.
但是为什么事情都没有发生？
Why does it seem like nothing is happening to us?
好像神的公义也没有什么表现。
It's like God's justice isn't even present anymore.
到了新约时代哦，主耶稣来世界上。
In the New Testament era, when Jesus came onto earth,
他说我来是要拯救，我来不是要审判。
He said that he came to save and not to execute judgment.
所以主耶稣来世界是神怜悯的具体的表现。
So Jesus coming onto earth was a physical manifestation of his mercy.
要带给人救赦罪的恩典。
He came to bring everyone this blessing of being able to be forgiven.
但是主耶稣说，那不信的将来我讲的话。要审判他。
But Jesus did also say that for those who do not believe, the words that I speak now in the future will come to judge them.
所以我们表面上看起来，你说同性恋什么怎么做都不没有什么没有什么后什么不好的结果。
Right now it may seem to us that sins such as homosexuality don't seem to have any negative consequences.
不是说是没有公义
And it's not to say that God is not just.
是神的怜悯在前面。
But it's that God's mercy comes before.
但是这个怜悯结束以后。
But after this time of mercy is ended.
公义就来了。
Then the time of justice comes.
如果我们读启示录里面，这个神的公义是空前绝后的。
If we read the book of Revelations, then we understand that the judgment of God. Is something that no one can avoid.
神带着愤怒的脸下来，没有一个人敢看，连地有洞他也要钻下去。
When God comes to execute His judgment, there is no one who is willing to face God, and everyone wants to dig themselves into the earth.
所以旧约时代是公义怜悯一起来。
So in the Old Testament times, mercy and judgment came together hand in hand.
新约时代是怜悯在先。
But in the New Testament, mercy comes first.
公义在后。
Then judgment comes.
但是公义一来，世界就结束了。
But once justice is executed, then that is the end of the world.
所以我们现在在神怜悯的期间。
So now we are in the time period of God's mercy.
这个期间会结束的。
And this time period will end.
那可怕的日子就会来到。
And the terrifying days will be coming.
那我们现在回来看第三章。
So if we look back to chapter 3,
这个尼尼微人听见这个警告有什么回应？
How did the people of Nineveh respond to this warning?
我们看第五节。
If we look at verse 5, So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them.
这个地方讲他们信服神。
So here it says that they believed God.
就是神。约拿传的警告。
And so through the warning that God preached through Jonah.
那我们怎么知道他信服神呢？
How do we know that they believed God?
所以第五节就讲他们宣告禁食。
The people proclaimed a fast in verse 5.
那谁禁食呢？
And who fasted?
我们就看第七节。
If we look at verse 7, it says, And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink water.
所以这个 第五节、第七节都要讲从最上面王一直到百姓，然后牲畜都禁食
So in verse 7, it says, every man from the king all the way to the common people and the herds and the flock, they were all fasting.
第八节禁食做什么？求告神，个人回头离开所行的恶。
And in verse 8, it talks about what they were fasting about, which was to turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence.
然后下面丢弃手中的强暴，这个就是神要毁灭他们的原因。
And they were to throw away the violence in their hands. And so this was the reason why God wanted to overthrow the city of Nineveh.
所以禁止包括两部分，不是悔改包括两部分。
So repentance comes in two parts.
第一部分是我过去做的那是错的。
The first part involves the things that we did in the past which were wrong.
求神赦免。
And we ask God to forgive us.
那第二部分是往前看。
And the second part of this is to look forward.
我不再犯同样的错误。
I will not commit the same wrongdoing.
我要过新的生活。
And I want to live a new life.
那这个叫做悔改。
And this is called repentance.
那神所要的是什么？
So what does God want?
大卫十条诫命犯了三条。
King David, he committed, he transgressed three of the Ten Commandments.
那罪相当的重啊。
And his sin was heavy.
但是大卫真的是心灵忧伤，痛悔在悔改。
But David was truly troubled and sorrowful in his heart, and he truly and sincerely repented.
所以人在神面前哦。要掩盖罪恶是掩不了的。
So when we come before God, it is impossible for us to cover up our sins.
因为我们做什么、想什么、说什么，在神面前是没有赤裸敞开的，没有办法隐藏。
Because anything that we do or that we say or that we think of is all clearly shown before God. There's nothing that we can hide.
那人在神面前呢，要推卸责任也没有办法。
And for humans to put the blame on other people is also not something we can do.
亚当把他的犯罪推到夏娃。
Adam tried to put the blame for his sin on Eve.
那他没有悔改啊。
And he didn't repent.
夏娃把这个罪推到蛇。
And Eve tried to push this sin onto the serpent.
他也没有悔改啊。
And she didn't repent either.
没有悔改的结果就是咒诅啊。
And so the result ofno repentance is a curse.
那这个地方他们真的悔改。
And so in this part, they truly came to repent.
那第十节。
So in verse 10,
请。
Then God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God relented from the disaster that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it.
所以神看见他们的行为。
So God saw their works.
离开恶道。
That they turned from their evil way.
这就是悔改具体的表现。
So this is a concrete representation of repenting.
那下面说，神就后悔不把他降的灾祸降下的。
So God did not do the disaster that he said he would bring upon them.
神后悔，难道神做错了事情吗？
So when God relented from this disaster, does this mean that God did something wrong?
神当然不会做错事情啊。
Of course, God does nothing wrong.
那为什么说神后悔？
So why does it say that God relented from the disaster?
这个是因为神的怜悯。
This is due to the mercy of God.
他知道人有悔改的心。
He knows that humans have this heart of repentance.
神就改变心意，不把灾祸降下来。
So God changed his decision to not send this disaster among the people.
所以第三章就是告诉我们神给我们机会，有个回头悔改的机会。
So chapter 3 tells us that God has given us this opportunity to repent and to turn back to him.
那他们真的把握机会，神就不降灾祸。
And if they truly took hold of this opportunity, then God would relent of the disaster.
那如果我们是约拿，我们一定觉得很高兴。
So if we were Jonah, we would probably feel very happy.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为这个整个城，我们去传警告，都悔改了，所以现在神不消灭他们了。
Because this city that we have just preached a warning to, they have just all repented, and God's not destroying them anymore, so they should be very happy.
但是约拿不是我们这样想的。
But Jonah actually was not so.
所以我们来看第四章。
Let us look at chapter 4.
第四章的第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry.
约拿很不高兴，就非常发怒。
So Jonah was displeased exceedingly, and he became angry.
那为什么他们悔改神赦免，约拿会很生气呢？
So why would Jonah be angry at the fact that the people repented and that God had forgiven them?
如果我们看第二节，请。
If we look at verse 2, it says, So he prayed to the Lord and said, Ah, Lord, was not this what I said when I was still in my country? Therefore I fled previously to Tarshish, for I know that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm.
这个约拿啊，早就知道啊，神会后悔啊，神会降啊，不降灾祸给他们。
So Jonah knew from early on that God was a God who would relent from doing harm to the city of Nineveh.
因为这里说，你有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱。
Because here Jonah says he knows that God is a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness.
那这不是很好吗?
And aren't all of these really good things?
但是下面说,我急速逃往他市去。
But Jonah says that I fled previously to Tarshish.
所以很显然哦,约拿不愿意看到尼尼微城悔改蒙神赦免。
So we can see that Jonah here was not very happy to see the city of Nineveh repenting and being forgiven by God.
虽然他顺服啊，他去传警告，但是他的心没有改变，他真的不愿意看他们悔改，所以他们悔改了，约拿很生气啊。
So even though Jonah did physically go to the city of Nineveh to preach the gospel, in his heart he clearly didn't want the city to repent, and so he was really unhappy to see this result.
很有可能是因为他们是外邦人。
And it's a very likely reason is that they were Gentiles.
他不是神的选民。
And they were not the chosen people of God.
那再来，他们犯的罪这么重。
And second, they also committed so many sins.
怎么悔改神就赦免呢？
How is it that they can repent and God will forgive them?
所以有时候我们看到人犯罪很重，都说这个死是应该的。
So sometimes when we see someone and we see them sinning greatly and very severely, then we think that they deserve to die.
那不需要传福音给他们。
And we don't need to preach to them.
所以这个就是约拿的心态。
And so this was exactly the attitude that Jonah had.
他去传警告，但是他对他们的心并没有怜悯。
Even though he did go to preach the warning, he had no mercy in his heart.
所以第四章开始，现在神要改变约拿的想法。
So starting in chapter 4, God wants to begin to change the thoughts and the thought process of Jonah.
神很怜悯。
So God is full of mercy.
所以神要你去传警告，让他们悔改，神可以赦免。
So that God wants you to preach this gospel and warn them so that they can be forgiven.
但是你现在去传警告，你的心并没有怜悯。
But when you go and preach this warning, your heart has no mercy.
那这个心要怎么改变？
So how can you change this heart?
这个就是第四章啊，神在改变约拿。
So this is covered in chapter 4 when God changes Jonah.
第二章是改变，让他不愿意去变成愿意去。
So in chapter 2, the change that God made in Jonah was Jonah originally didn't want to go, but now he's willing to go.
那第四章是要改变他从没有怜悯变成有怜悯的心。
But chapter 4 is a change in Jonah where before he had no mercy in his heart, but now he would become more merciful.
那有时候我们自己在想我们自己啊。
So sometimes when we think about ourselves,
比方说我们去传福音,
for example, when we preach the gospel,
大家都知道, 我们传福音给别人, 如果他悔改信耶稣受洗, 他罪可以得赦免。
Everyone knows that when we preach the gospel and they come to believe in Jesus and they are baptized, then their sins will be forgiven and they can be saved.
所以很多人真的是很忠心去传福音。
So there are people who truly are very focused and diligent in preaching the gospel.
但是下一个问题就是我们的心真的跟神的心一样吗？
But the next question we can ask ourselves is whether or not our hearts are the same as God's heart.
真的是充满着怜悯，看到这个人觉得我很希望他得救。
Is it truly full of mercy that when we see someone, we really wish that they can come to be saved?
那这需要一段经历啊，我们的心才会改变。
And this requires some sort of experience for our hearts to be changed.
所以这个第四章接下去就讲神怎么改变约拿。
So chapter 4 covers how God changed Jonah.
让他有怜悯的心。
So that Jonah can have a merciful heart.
我们看回来看约拿的第四章。
So if we look at Jonah chapter 4.
第四章的第三节。
Chapter 4 verse 3. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live.
啊，这里现在，约拿说啊，求你取我的生命啊，我死比活好。
So Jonah asks the Lord to take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live.
为什么？
And why is that?
看尼尼微城的人悔改，他就很不高兴啊，我死比活好。
It is because Jonah saw the people of Nineveh repented, and he was very displeased and angry, and he would rather die than live.
啊，那第四节。
And if we look at verse 4, then the Lord said, "Is it right for you to be angry?"
啊，这里啊，说你这样发怒合理吗？
The Lord says, "Is it right for you to be angry?"
这个问题啊，神问约拿两次。
This question God asked Jonah twice.
啊，那第二次。
And the second time.
啊，如果我们看啊第九节。
If we look at verse 9. Then God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?" And he said, "It is right for me to be angry, even to death."
神说，你这样发怒合理吗？
God asked Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry?"
那现在我们就看到约拿发怒的原因不太一样。
So we can see that the reasons for Jonah being angry are a bit different.
前面发怒是因为尼尼人悔改。
The first time Jonah was angry was when he saw the city of Nineveh repenting.
啊，这跟他自己的想法不一样，所以他很生气。
And this was very different from what he believed in, and so he was very angry.
很显然哦，约拿啊，他并没有神的心呐。
So it was very evident that Jonah did not have the heart of God.
啊，他希望尼尼微人都不悔改，被神毁灭。
He wished that the city of Nineveh would not repent and that God would destroy the city.
那神怎么改变约拿？
So how did God end up changing Jonah?
好，我们现在回来看第四章。
If we turn back to chapter 4.
第四章第五节。
Chapter 4 verse 5. So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city. There he made himself a shelter and sat under it in the shade till he might see what would become of the city.
所以约拿他就去搭了一座棚在这个城外，要看看这一座城到最后会变成怎样。
So Jonah made himself a shelter outside of the city so that he might see what would become of the city.
那从第六节开始啊，神就开始要改安排一些事情来改变约拿。
And so starting from verse 6, God starts to prepare a few things that will start to change Jonah.
好，我们看第六节。
If we look at verse 6,
请。
And the Lord God prepared a plant and made it come up over Jonah, that it might be shade for his head to deliver him from his misery. So Jonah was very grateful for the plant.
有时候我们天气很热，在开车子。
So sometimes when the weather is very hot and we're driving,
那刚好开到红绿灯，有一个大树的影子，或者一个建筑物的影子，或者有一个很大的车子的影子把我们遮住，我们就觉得哇，真的很舒服。
And when we come to a red light and there is a big tree or a big building or a big truck that is shading over us, then we are very happy.
所以天气很热的时候，连一点点的影子我们都觉得非常好。
So in very hot weather, just even a little bit of shade is very good for us.
那约拿在这个棚子里面哦，神就安排一个马，哇，发生很高大。
So within the shelter that Jonah made for himself, God prepared a big plant that came over Jonah.
然后影子遮盖他的头。
And there was a shade for his head.
那救他脱离苦楚。
And it delivered him from his misery.
就是说，免得太阳晒太热很痛苦。
So it was in case the sun was too hot for Jonah that it would make him suffer.
那约拿就因为这个马大大的喜乐。
And so Jonah became exceedingly grateful for the plant.
那为什么会喜乐？
So why would Jonah be grateful?
因为在很痛苦的时候，这一棵树遮盖了我把我痛苦拿掉。
Because at this moment of misery, this great plant came over Jonah to relieve him from the suffering.
所以这个就是人的本性嘛。
So this is the human nature of
如果别人受苦，那是别人的事情。
If there's someone else that who is suffering, then that's their problem.
可能我们不会有什么怜悯跟同情。
We might not have any mercy or sympathy for them.
但是如果我们本身受苦。
But if we ourselves also suffer,
那别人来把我们痛苦拿掉，我们就觉得这个是好人。
And someone comes to take away our suffering, then we feel like this is a good person.
所以这个就约拿对那一颗麻的态度。
So this was the attitude that Jonah had toward the plants.
那第七节。
But in verse 7, as morning dawned the next day, God prepared a worm, and it so damaged the plant that it withered.
第八节。
Verse 8, and it happened when the sun arose that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. Then he wished death for himself and said, it is better for me to die than to live.
所以这个第七节跟第八节现在神安排一条虫。
So in verse 7 and verse 8, God prepared a worm.
那第八节神安排炎热的东风。
And in verse 8, God prepared a vehement east wind.
这样要来改变约拿。
And with these two things, God wanted to change Jonah.
那虫就把这个麻咬的，他就枯干就死了。
So the worm damaged the plant so that it withered.
所以到第八节太阳出来的时候，这个太阳晒的约拿头昏脑胀，非常痛苦啊。
So in verse 8, we can see that the sun beat on Jonah's head so that he grew faint.
再来，炎热的东风吹着他。
And there was a vehement east wind that was blowing against him.
所以热风吹，太阳晒。
So this vehement wind came and was blowing on him, and there was this great sun that was beating on his head.
那他就发怒了。
So Jonah became angry.
那我们看第九节。
And in verse 9,
神对约拿说，你为这个逼麻发怒合理吗？
God said to Jonah, is it right for you to be angry about the plant?
所以现在就是要告诉约拿，你对这个麻的态度跟神对尼尼微的态度到底是哪一个比较重要？
So God was trying to get Jonah to think about Jonah's own attitude towards this plant versus the attitude that God had for the city of Nineveh, and which one was most important.
因此，有时候神要改变我们对别人有怜悯的心。
So sometimes God wants to change our hearts to be more merciful towards others.
那要让我们本身经历过一段经历。
And in order to change our hearts, we need to undergo certain experiences.
那有了这段经历之后，
And with these experiences,
然后我们再看别人受苦，我们心就会有怜悯。
Then when we see other people suffering, then we will have mercy in our hearts.
所以人有怜悯的心哦，读圣经我们知识上是知道。
So with a merciful heart, when we read the Bible, we do increase in knowledge.
我们知道神要让我们好怜悯。
We know that God wants us to love mercy.
但是实际上有没有怜悯这个要经过生活的一种磨练。
But whether or not we truly have mercy, requires this training that we can have in our lives.
我们本身经历过痛苦，我们就对那个在痛苦当中的人就开始有怜悯的心。
And if we ourselves have undergone suffering, then we will be able to have mercy for others who are also suffering.
所以有时候成熟不只是读圣经。
So sometimes maturity does not come from only reading the Bible.
读圣经有知识。
Reading the Bible gives us knowledge.
但是我们经过本身的一种生活的苦难，让我们这个知识变成我们的个性。
But after experiencing these personal experiences in our lives and sufferings, then we will turn this knowledge into our character.
那这样我们就越来越完全了。
And in this way, we will become more perfect.
所以我们来看第十节。
So if we look at verse 10, But the Lord said, you have had pity on the plant for which you have not labored, nor made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night.
这个地方讲一颗麻它值不了多少钱，它也不是你摘的，那一夜发生一夜死的，你就非常的爱惜。
So the Lord said, you had pity on this plant for which you have not labored nor made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night.
那现在再来比较尼尼微城的人。
So now God wanted to compare this to the city of Nineveh.
11节。
In verse 11. And should I not pity Nineveh, that great, great city, in which are more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and much livestock?
所以十一节就要让约拿来明白神的心。
So verse 11 is said to help Jonah understand the heart of God.
啊，这个尼尼微城里面啊，不能分辨左右手，有12万多人。
There were 120,000 people who could not discern their between their right and their left hands.
什么叫做不能分辨左右手？
So what does it mean to not be able to discern between your right and left hand?
你对小孩子说，左手举起来，有时候他两手都举起来。
If you ask a small child to raise their left hand, sometimes they'll raise both hands.
你要叫他举右手，有时候他举一只腿。
If you tell them to raise their right hand, sometimes they'll raise their right foot.
所以他没有办法分辨的。
So they're unable to discern between their left and right.
因为他小孩子吧。
Because they are young children.
啊，所以这个十二万是小孩子，他也不知道什么叫罪，什么叫做得罪神。
So this 120,000 people were unable to discern between what was right and wrong, and what was sin and what wasn't.
神说这个是我所爱惜的。
But God says that these are people whom I love.
如果你爱一颗麻，因为它给你影子。那神更爱这个十二万的人，他的这些人呢，神更爱怜悯他们。
If Jonah had pity on this one plant, then shouldn't God have so much more pity for the city of Nineveh?
啊，所以最后一个，我岂不爱惜呢？
So in verse 11 it says, should I not pity them?
啊，所以啊，在第四章里面，神就叫约拿。就深入的了解为什么神这么在意尼尼微人悔改得救。
So in verse 4, God teaches Jonah why it was so important for God to allow the city of Nineveh to repent so that they could be saved.
所以今天就是我们传扬警告要求神给我们每一个人真的对别人有一种怜悯的心。
So today, when we are preaching this warning, we really need to we need to have this merciful heart in order to preach this gospel for people to repent.
神愿意万人得救。
Because God is willing for all people to be saved.
不愿意一个人沉沦。
And He is not willing for one person to fall away.
这是神的心。
This is the heart of God.
那我们有神的心来做神的工作，那就更加美好。
And if we have the heart of God when we are doing the work of God, then this will be beautiful.
所以第三章是在传扬神。
So in chapter 4, it talks about preaching God.
那第四章是从他个人的体验，约拿对神的认识更深。
And in chapter 4, Jonah has this personal experience that allows him to understand God even more deeply.
所以我们越服侍神，我们对神的认识会越来越清楚。
So the more we serve God, the better we will come to know God.
我们唱诗。
So let us sing him.
285。
280。
285。
285。
85。
Oh, 85.